You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Mom Talk. I'm Tracy, and today we're going to learn about hypnotherapy and emotional freedom technique, commonly referred to as EFT. Receiving a diagnosis of unexplained infertility can strike terror in your heart if you want to become a parent. You can feel helpless and frustrated with this diagnosis, but it can be good news as well. It means that there is no physical reason you can't become a parent, so you are not infertile, you just haven't conceived yet. Today, I'd like to welcome our special guest, Kathleen Milligan. Originally trained as a social worker, Kathleen is now a certified hypnotherapist and EFT practitioner. She owns and operates Action Hypnosis, located in St. Catharines, Ontario. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Tracy.
Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Good. First of all, can you tell us what hypnofertility is?
Sure. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I had come across a number of clients in need of work around fertility because I have worked in the childbirth area. It seemed that people were concerned about their fertility issues as well and wondering if hypnosis was something that could be utilized to assist. So there's a woman named Lindsay Eastburn who I trained with in 2000 for the birthing process, and ironically, in the last 5 years, I've somewhat lost touch, but she has developed a program called the Hypnofertility Therapy Program. And it was really just to fill a need where people are feeling so out of control in terms of their own fertility, and how they can gain control is by changing their thoughts or changing their beliefs. And so hypnofertility does that. It creates the idea that conceiving is possible.
How is this done?
The hypnofertility process is typically done with identifying where the person's at in terms of natural conception or a artificial conception, either an IUI or IVF or even donor, depending on where the person's at and what they're wanting to achieve. So it's a little bit geared towards specific and unique situations. But typically what happens is there's a lot of grief and stress around the issue because people often come to me as a last resort, and they've been through the medical system or they've been through a number of workups with doctors and medications and or naturopaths and acupuncture, if that's what they choose. And so highly emotional situation without success. And that feeling every month with a menstrual cycle is compounded every time a birthday passes or a holiday event passes without having conceived. They're all markers in somebody's life of failure. So hypnosis begins by shedding all of that emotion, all of that negative emotion, and rebuilding with positive and possibility. And the imagination is a wonderful thing, so that's the only limit. So if somebody can get to the point in their life where they're able to create a positive outcome rather than continuing to focus on the negative, then that's when the hypnosis is working. It's changing the mindset. Napoleon Hill said, what you can believe and conceive, you can achieve, and that is absolutely true. It's absolutely true with hypnotherapy, creating the belief.
So these women would come to your office and be treated at your office, right?
Yes. For hypnosis, yes. EFT is something that I can do without seeing clients.
Okay.
It can be done.
I know that you've told us that EFT works in conjunction with hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain exactly what EFT is for us?
Sure. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's a system that was developed by a very interesting man named Gary Craig, who was an engineer. And he somehow got into psychotherapy and was trained by another man that had discovered that the meridians, the Chinese acupuncture points, the meridians in the body, if tapped on lightly, are able to release emotional blockages, even if we don't know that they're there. So often beliefs are developed. A belief is just a thought. But as the thought continues to be thought, it becomes a belief. So it's almost like a hard road paved into the subconscious mind. And if even that belief was developed in childhood, it has been carried throughout our lives and impacted our performances, our success in some way. And by tapping into that with EFT and removing it, and replacing it with positive affirmations, with positive feelings of love and acceptance and forgiveness, the emotional body is able to rebuild. And often emotions, there's even studies that say 80% of illness is emotion. So if we can remove those emotions, physiologically the body changes. It functions on a higher level. It functions with much more clarity, with less stress and anxiety that has been built up over time, and can carry on and be more successful. So with fertility, similar to with a hypnosis, it's the shedding of the emotional layering of the continued failure or perceived failure and the lack of success and in conception. Hypnofertility is just using hypnosis, and EFT for fertility can be done with or without the use of hypnosis. So they can be done singularly or together, and I choose to do both.
Very good. So basically, you're removing and shedding all emotional bondage that could be preventing a person from feeling their best.
Absolutely, yep. People, humans, are similar to animals in that if an animal is in a dangerous situation or like in other parts of the world, a drought or where there's scarcity or where there's stress or there's concern, that animal will not reproduce. Its natural tendency is to say, you know what, it's not safe. We can't reproduce in this environment because the offspring will not survive. So those animals don't reproduce in those situations. And in humans, if there's the amount of stress that people are faced with, adding to the stress that they're not conceiving and putting on top of that age, financial, all of the things that people are considering when they're having a baby, and may or may not be able to achieve, that's adding to the stress, which causes the body to say, you know what, it's too much. Conception is dangerous right now.
What is the success rate? Do you have any statistics or anything that you sort of go by as far as judging the success?
There are studies. There was one study that indicated that the use of hypnosis and IVF, the success rate of IVF is typically in between 20 and 25%. Across the board, there are some clinics with a higher percentage than that, but under 30% would be the standard.
Yeah.
So the studies that have been done in conjunction with IVF because it's a standardized protocol. So knowing that the success rate just with IVF is around 20 to 30%, the Israeli study that indicated the use of hypnosis and IVF, the success rate jumped to over 60%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a small study, and it was proved to be almost double the success rate for IVF. There's been other studies in the Boston IVF Clinic, which is probably the most successful clinic in the United States. It's headed by a woman named Dr. Alice Dahmer, and she wrote the book Conquering Infertility. And her idea is the mind-body connection. So they're utilizing many, many forms of relaxing the body through meditation, through yoga, through hypnosis, and her success rate for that particular clinic is very high. And they've also developed programs called the Mind-Body Conception Program in places like California, and I believe there's one that's operated out of U of T. So those programs are utilizing the same idea as hypnosis, and they have been very successful.
Have you personally had women who you've worked with who've had success?
Oh, yes, many. And I got to be the honorary recipient of one of those. My sister was my inspiration, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was secondary infertility, where she had conceived and had a child, and then 3 years later was not pregnant. And so I worked with her, and actually it was ironic because I said, let's just do a little bit of work. She lives in Alberta. I live in Ontario. It wasn't exactly convenient. But I had spent the weekend there with her, and amongst all the other family things, we went down into the basement, and I said, okay, let's get to work. And she conceived 3 weeks later.
Wow.
So that, to me, is, you know, it's not statistics, it's not studies, but it is real.
Yeah.
And it's the same for the clients that I see. I know Lindsay Eastburn has had many, 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 many clients, hundreds actually, that have conceived either naturally or medically assisted and who hadn't conceived over many years with other methods. So my success rate right now is pretty good. I still have all the fertility clients that I'm working with have either conceived or continue to work with me in attempts to conceiving. They may have not conceived at this time, but I believe in them and they believe in their ability to do it. Whereas when we first met, there was a lot of doubt and shame and anger and fear. And I know this one particular client doesn't feel that way anymore. Within her work environment, she feels comfortable talking to people, whereas before she felt that she was going to melt down and not even be able to continue on. So she just shut down. She didn't have a life. She wasn't able to really reach out to anybody. So the outcome for that particular woman, my greatest hope is that she conceives and has her own child. But what I do know is that she has a better relationship with her partner. She has a much better relationship with herself. Mm-hmm. And she can appreciate and enjoy life as well as children, whereas before it was too painful to even be an aunt or be a part of somebody else's life that had a child.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That must be very rewarding work.
I love the phone call. Guess what? It happened. For some reason, I always say, what happened? What did you do? And because it is a miracle. Yeah. And so many people really didn't think it was possible. And I think anything's possible. And as much as I want all my clients to succeed, I know that the little successes are even just feeling better and feeling relief and having a life that they can be comfortable living.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You're very welcome. I look forward to it as well, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.